This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
In fact, I don't remember having ever not played the recorder. And I think what attracted me in the beginning was that it was so simple. You know, I've really have been playing since I was 3 years old. And that gives you a certain kind of connection with the instrument, I think.
That's recorder player Mikkola Patri. Growing up in Denmark, her career started out as a member of the Patri Trio with her harpsichordist mother and her cellist brother. Today, she may be the only recorder player who has managed to earn a living solely by giving concerts. That's because Mikkola Patri takes this simple instrument very seriously.
And I do think that the naturalness of the instrument is a very big attraction to me. For one thing, it is a challenge to see how much music you can make of how little. The recorder is very, very simple. It's just a piece of wood and it has 8 holes. Playing the instrument is very simple because the moment you blow, you have a tone immediately.
Numerous composers have been inspired to write work specifically for Mikkola Patri and her very simple instrument, creating a wonderful legacy for the recorder. Her latest release is a collection of English recorder concertos, and it features the world premiere of Richard Harvey's Concerto in Cantato, which was commissioned for the City Chamber Orchestra of Hong Kong, with whom she performs on this recording. Richard Harvey is a recorder player himself, and he performed on the Harry Potter film scores. He calls this a concerto for the Harry Potter generation. Mikkola Patri says you can hear the Harry Potter influence in this concerto.
It's wonderful to play, and that was also one of his aims by writing this piece, that he would like to write a piece which was fun to play for the recorder player. And I think he has succeeded very well. It's one of the pieces where you feel you get as much back as you give immediately.
In this concerto, Richard Harvey also wanted to explore the different characteristics of each instrument from the full set of recorders.
They're surprisingly different when you think of them being the exactly same instrument, only in different sizes. Then there's a very big difference in the sound from the small sopranino to the bass, which is only 2 octaves lower, but it sounds much, much lower when you play the bass. Whereas the tenor, which is the largest recorder in this concerto, has a beautiful expressive sound, a little like the Japanese shakuhachi recorder.
Malcolm Arnold composed his concerto for recorder and orchestra, Opus 133, in 1988 for Mikkola Patri. As it turns out, she inspired Arnold to begin composing again as he was recovering from a long illness.
He came with his close friend to a concert I was playing in Norfolk in England. He heard the concert and he came up and said hello afterwards. And I didn't know anything about him not being well or anything, so I just asked whether he would like at some point to write a piece for me. And immediately he said that he would like to do it and invited me to come to his home next day. And then he wrote this concerto after that.
As a nod to Mikkola Patri, Malcolm Arnold wrote this concerto in the style of Danish composer Carl Nielsen, who composed with very clean, clear ideas. Two of the three concertos on this new collection, the concertos by Richard Harvey and Malcolm Arnold, were written specifically for Mikkola Patri. She says it's a wonderful challenge to be able to fulfill the intentions of the composer.
But the feeling I have most is gratefulness that somebody creative as a composer is, can be inspired from what I'm doing and can use my work to create something that will be there for other people to perform in the future.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.